Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, July 21st, 2021, hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday and whatever insanity is going to ensue there. We have a lot of news to cover today, and as usual, we're going to do news until we run out of news. Then we'll open our phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and taking care of other business as it comes on in. All right, a lot of people are still responding to the revelation that the Biden administration is openly urging big tech to intensify the censorship. And a lot of people are saying this is a clear violation of the First Amendment. And basically, Biden is calling on big tech to censor narratives that the government decides is misinformation about the Wuhan coronavirus. And misinformation is defined by health officials as information that is false, inaccurate, or misleading. The real danger here is having established this precedent, the Biden administration could urge big tech to censor misinformation on other topics like stolen elections or gun rights or the viability of certain military incursions around the world. So this is a very, very dangerous precedent that they are setting right now. Another article, this one is over at the Constitution Conservative, demanding defunding the thought police. And they're talking about how Jen Psaki is admitting that Facebook and Twitter are functioning as state actors. Which, again, the First Amendment applies. Section 230 is null and void. But fascism has clearly arrived in America. And that is, of course, the combination of privately owned companies operating in conjunction with the government that has no interest in free elections, only in gaining and expanding its power over every aspect of our daily lives, making these companies rich as they help enslave us to the deep state. Mussolini said, fascism ought to be more properly called corporatism because it is the merging of corporate and government power against the general population. And we are seeing that unfold right here. And I hate to say I told you so, but I have been warning that we were headed in a fascist direction. Everyone was screaming socialism, socialism. No, it's fascism. It's outright fascism is what we're dealing with right now. Now, Senator Amy Klobuchar has basically come on out saying she's introducing a bill to make social media companies like Facebook and Twitter liable, criminally liable, if they do not take down misinformation. And she's got her goal right now is to get everyone vaccinated in any way and any message possible. Some people listen to Dolly Parton. Some people are going to listen to Barack Obama. We need to get the information out, and the misinformation is hurting us all in a big way. All right, Amy, what part of Congress shall make no law restricting the freedom of speech do you not get? And by the way, the celebrity promoters of vaccines aren't really having an effect. 71% of Americans in a recent poll said that the vaccine should be a personal choice and not a government mandate. And those who are not yet vaccinated probably aren't going to get vaccinated anyway. Now, of course, they're starting to talk about booster shots. More about that a little bit later in the show. Meanwhile, Attorney General Merrick Garland, is banning the Department of Justice from investigating any intelligence community leaks to the corporate media. So from now on, anybody at the CIA or the FBI or the NSA can leak damaging information to the corporate media and nothing can be done about it. I'm sure Tucker Carlson is very concerned about that right now. Meanwhile, MSNBC is out there saying that the word patriot is now hate speech, and they're warning viewers to be on the lookout for any online groups that use the word patriot. Oh, patriot is bad. That's You know, that's a hate word. That's a hate speech. And another current talking point that's floating around now is that critical thinking leads to extremism. So don't use your brains. Just, believe what the television tells you and all will be well. Not likely here. Over in the Senate, there is a bipartisan group of senators trying to claw back certain foreign policy powers before it's too late. And in particular, the decision whether or not to go to war, which under the Constitution rests with the Congress. And going on back to George Bush and the war in Iraq, Congress passed a pre-authorization for the use of force, which has been reused and mangled and twisted around and spun to allow President since Bush to simply call out the war machine on anybody they feel like without any check and balance coming from the Congress of the United States of America. Now, more information is surfacing about what is emerging as an entrapment plot by the FBI centering on the supposed plan to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer and overthrow the state government, which was kind of a ridiculous story to begin with. And it's turning out that there were 12 FBI informants in this group with six defendants, and the FBI informants suggested the plot. They basically proposed the idea of kidnapping and killing Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Another of the FBI informants offered to provide the explosives to blow up a bridge to slow the police chase after they had carried out their plan. So another story on the same thing from Information Liberation. The FBI had a hand in nearly every aspect of alleged Whitmer kidnapping, starting with its inception. And if you go to my page and click on the link up at the top in the gray box that says COINTELPRO, you'll find out the FBI has been doing these kind of dirty tricks against the American people for a very, very long time. They were behind the day the Yippies took over Disneyland, which totally discredited the anti-Vietnam War movement, did a huge amount of PR damage to them. They were behind the infamous Black Panther coloring book, which basically increased racial tension between blacks and whites. This is what they do. They're not the good guys, you know, and they go to great extent to make sure that TV and movies portray them as the good guys. But it's not really true. It really isn't. They're the American version of the Gestapo or the Stasi. All righty. Story coming on out of the Daily Mail. Hunter Biden was arranging for Joe Biden to quit politics and start a Washington, D.C. swamp consultancy firm together, raising more questions over Biden's claim that he has never discussed business with his son. And Hunter discussed the proposed firm in a November 2014 email with his business partner and Biden family friend Jeff Cooper, a lawyer and entrepreneur. Now, the plans were thwarted by Beau's tragic death in 2015 from brain cancer, setting the whole family on a very different path with Joe now sitting in the White House, whether he deserves it or not. And in an echo of Hillary Clinton's email scandal, it turns out that Joe Biden is using private email accounts to send government information to Hunter Biden. And this is information he was getting from the State Department as vice president to his globe-trotting, deal-making son, Hunter Biden. So, yeah, it's definitely a criminal family. What can I tell you? Out in California, there's a big stink going on there. Larry Elder is a well-known conservative talk radio host out in California, and he declared he was running for the governor of California. He filed all the paperwork, But when the Secretary of State published the list of candidates running in the Newsom recall election, Larry Elder's name was left off the list. And the Secretary of State is saying there's some missing paperwork. Elder is saying, no, they did everything they were told to do. And he's taking the matter to court. But the Democrats in California know that the voters, not counting the illegal immigrants, are poised to vote Republican because of what the Democrats have done to that beautiful state. And if Newsom is going to lose the recall election, they want him to be replaced by yet another Democrat, and certainly a very popular conservative who was already in the front running among all the Republican candidates. They definitely did not want him in there. Now, do you remember Eric Swalwell? He was caught in this honey trap with this Chinese spy, Fang Fang, and it's come on out that he spent $20,000 in Democrat campaign funds at the hotel where his wife, Britton, worked, according to FEC filings. So a little bit of favoritism there, and a lot of money spent on booze and limo services. So living high on the hog there. Over at the Office of the Inspector General, they have issued a report regarding misconducts by a then-senior FBI official for having numerous unauthorized contacts with the media and for accepting unauthorized gifts from members of the media. And this may be the reason why all of a sudden the AG is saying no more investigating intelligence agencies' interactions with the corporate media. So secrecy begets tyranny here. All righty. Now, getting on back to that January 6th protest, there was a man who clearly was not acting violently, just a peaceful protester, and he's been sentenced to 8 months in prison for obstructing an official proceeding, while hundreds charged in the violent riots last summer have had their cases all dropped. All the Black Lives Matter rioters were dropped. We were talking yesterday about what happened during the Kavanaugh hearings, where protesters disrupted that proceeding. They were arrested, immediately released, and not one of them ever saw a day in court. So, let's see. Justice is peeking out from under that little blindfold there. Over in Colorado, Representative Lauren Boebert is demanding the Justice Department explain why the Capitol rioters are being charged and punished so heavily while the Black Lives Matter rioters who attacked federal buildings last year are not. And she's among a group of House Republicans demanding the Justice Department explain the different treatment of the January 6th Capitol Hill protesters compared to those who attacked federal buildings during the Black Lives Matter protests last year following George Floyd's death in Minneapolis. So there's something definitely going on there here. Pelosi is still planning to have her little 9/11 style inquiry into January 6th, and knowing how they covered up 9/11, this is going to be another cover-up. And she has already kicked two Republicans off the committee, and the Republican Party is saying they're just going to pull out of the sham investigation altogether, and they're not going to legitimize it by showing up. It's just going to be another Democratic scream fest saying Trump bad, you know, Democrats good, you know, and anyone talking about stolen elections is you know, a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theory kook. Speaking of conspiracies, Oliver Stone has a new documentary out about the John F. Kennedy assassination. It debuted at the Cannes Film Festival earlier this month, and it's basically called JFK Revisited Through the Looking Glass. It was very well received. But the corporate media in this country are totally, totally ignoring it at this point. And it makes you think that maybe Stone is on to something, and we have to make a point of catching that documentary when and if it becomes available here in the United States of America. At this point, I would not be surprised if it was blocked. I remember when I was down in working in Australia, and this was a lot of years ago, there was a best-selling book down there called Operation Black Eagle, which was talking about the circumstances leading up to the U.S. invasion of Panama and the grabbing of Noriega to take him to prison, and just how deeply into the drug trade the government was at that point. And I got back to the United States, and I wanted to buy copies to share with friends. Absolutely not available in this country. So this kind of censorship has been going on for a very, very long time. And again, if you go back to the John F. Kennedy assassination itself, and there is a link in that little gray box at the top of my website, you'll see that the corporate media was lying to the American people even back then. So this, what we're seeing is nothing new. It's just new that we're aware that it is going on. All right. Over in Great Britain, they're definitely getting ready to turn into a dictatorship. And over in England, journalists could face up to 14 years in prison for stories simply embarrassing to the government. I mean, that is real third world dictatorship stuff. Meanwhile, the British Labour Party is opposing a Tory-sponsored bill that would allow deplatformed political speakers to sue universities. And the Labour Party is opposing it on the grounds that the bill would enable Holocaust deniers and anti-vaxxers. So, so no freedom of speech over there in Great Britain either. So let's talk about election fraud. It's a hot topic. It's about to get a lot hotter. Now, yesterday we reported on how the Arizona Secretary of State came out with this comment that even if the Maricopa audit shows that Trump really won the state, there's nothing they can do about it, that the electors are the electors and they can't be called back. But according to elections attorney David Shostokas, state legislatures do have plenary power over elections, meaning the Arizona House and Senate could decertify the election with a joint resolution. And so, again, the Democrats really are desperate about this. And every time they do one of these news stunts, it only cements in the minds of America they have something to hide. If that November election were 100% honest and fair, then why would anybody object to going back and taking another look at it carefully? But as hard as they're working to try and block this, it's obvious they have something to hide. Another story, this one coming on out of NewsTarget.com, and the Arizona ballot audit is starting to release some preliminary information. And one of the pieces of information they released is that 11,326 people in the county who are recorded as having voted in the November election, November 3rd election, were not on the voter rolls on November 7th, but were added to the voter rolls by December 4th. Clear sign of fakery. And this alone, these tainted ballots are enough to basically erase Biden's so-called victory. And I'd like to remind everybody that over in Georgia, they have found more than 10,300 illegal votes cast last November. And you know, the it's getting, you know, Biden's supposed lead over Trump is shrinking dramatically. And they need to have a full audit over there, and there are people pressing for an audit there. So are other states. But over in North Carolina, the State Board of Elections is denying a request from the North Carolina House Freedom Caucus to examine the voting machines. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
Welcome back to our show here, and this is the part of the program where I remind you all that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your continuing support to go on doing what we're doing, and I would like to insert here a heartfelt thank you to all of you who have been supporting Republic Broadcasting through this very, very dark and difficult time. While we try and fight back against the matrix of lies that we're now currently embedded in. So once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And, excuse me, if you send in a donation of $100, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt, so include a return address and a t-shirt size. If you send in $115, that's 115, you will get both the mug and the T-shirt. So thank you all very much for your support. All right, getting on back to election fraud, we were talking about North Carolina, and pardon me, the North Carolina Board of Elections is denying a request from the North Carolina House Freedom Caucus to examine the voting machines. Now, there is a statute that requires state employees to comply with requests for data from the North Carolina General Assembly. But the Karen Brinson Bell, the executive director of the Elections Board, flat out declined the request. Said, no, you can't look at the machines. And again, you know, looks like they got something to hide, don't they? They really do. And there's been an analysis of polling data done during the 2020 campaign season and also the 2016 campaign season. And it reveals, no big surprise, that the corporate media polls were being deliberately skewed to try and drive the American voter toward the Democratic side. And this was a study done by the American Association for Public Opinion Research, and they found surveys, as they did in 2016, that understated care for Republicans and for former President Donald Trump. Now, Josh Clinton, a Vanderbilt University professor and AAPOR task force member, explained that there was a systematic error that was found in terms of the overstatement of Democratic support across the board. So the polls were lying. Imagine my shock. All right. Interestingly enough, Facebook is wading into the corporate media environment, not social media, but more traditional media. And Facebook has invested $600 million since 2018 into newspapers and journalism in general. They're promising another billion in the next 3 years. And so we're looking at Facebook's fact checkers now fact checking the journalists out there in the corporate media. That does not make me very confident. Not that I had any trust in the prostitutes and the correspondents of the corporate media today, but it's only going to get worse. Okay, let's talk about coronavirus, COVID, whatever you want to call it here. And there is a CDC study that has come on out showing that more than 99% of COVID victims had pre-existing medical conditions. 99% of the patients who died had a pre-existing condition. Now, this lines up with that Lisbon court decision we talked about yesterday, where they claimed there were 17,000 deaths, of which only 152 could be confirmed as actually being from COVID itself. So they're definitely playing around with the numbers. And there's something to really consider here. When you look at, for example, the European vaccine adverse reporting numbers versus here in the United States of America, they don't line up. They're not even in the same zip code. And if everybody was being honest and accurate about the data, then it should all more or less line up. There shouldn't be huge discrepancies. But the European data regarding vaccines and vaccine effectiveness is lining up with that coming from Israel, but certainly not with that we're being fed here in the United States of America. Now, up at the White House, Jen Psaki is confirming even more breakthrough cases of COVID that were not earlier disclosed. So looks like the White House is turning into a COVID hotspot, despite everybody being fully vaccinated. And, you remember how Biden mocked Donald Trump for being reckless about COVID during the campaign? Well, I guess, Trump is having the last laugh on that one. We're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preacher man wags his head.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about COVID-19 and getting on back to the fact that the numbers are sort of bouncing all over the place here. There's an article in Anti-Empire saying, hey, Dr. Fauci, how come the vaccines are working so much better in the U.S. than in Israel? Now, Fauci has come on out claiming that 99.2% of those who die of COVID are the unvaccinated. And the problem is, in Israel, the 60% who are vaccinated contributed 75% of the deaths so far this month. So somebody somewhere is lying, and my suspicion would be with those people who told us Saddam had nuclear weapons. All righty. Now, getting on back to Johnson & Johnson, they're now claiming that the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine is less effective against the Delta variant, and the 13 million Americans who received it will need boosters of either the Pfizer or Moderna shot. And, of course, I never did trust a vaccine from a company that sold cancer-causing baby powder, But what we should take away from all of this the talk about boosters and yearly shots and monthly shots, the boosters are proving the vaccine isn't effective, as are all those breakthrough cases happening up at the White House right now. There's been another study published in the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control that basically says young people are twice as likely to die from the AstraZeneca vaccine than from COVID itself. And the main culprit, of course, are these blood clots that AstraZeneca seems to be causing. And they've dropped AstraZeneca completely down in Australia. Now, the Dutch media is out there saying that the Delta variant of COVID is actually spreading via the vaccinated people, that those who've been fully vaccinated can also pass on the virus. And I don't know, sometimes I think they write these things with the dartboard. Now, one of the reasons the numbers are not lining up, turns out, according to this story in Business Insider, the CDC has stopped tracking COVID-19 cases in vaccinated people. And that's probably how they ginned up Fauci's claim that, you know, 99.2% of the new COVID cases are unvaccinated. They're not counting the COVID cases in the vaccinated people. And so, again, they're cooking the books. They are really cooking the books. Getting on back to the European Union's database of adverse drug reactions for COVID-19 shots, it now stands at 18,928 dead, 1.8 million injured, 50% of them seriously. All right. Getting on back down to Israel, now we already know about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine as actually being effective cures for COVID-19. But, you know, cures are a bad business model, so they're pushing the vaccine here. But down in Israel, a lab there started testing a lot of existing medications, and they found a whole handful that will cure COVID. Okay, so good for them. Now, we had a caller calling into this the show yesterday about this lawsuit regarding 45,000 deaths reported to the Vaccine Adverse Effect Reporting System, Event Reporting System, all within 3 days. Now, the original headline I read was written rather poorly, and it did not make it clear that what they meant was within 3 days of getting the actual shot. So this whistleblower has come forward, and because of this, Ohio-based attorney Thomas Renz is going to file a lawsuit with the help of America's Frontline Doctors, filing a lawsuit in Alabama based on a sworn declaration under the threat of perjury from a whistleblower who claims to have inside knowledge of a cover-up of reported deaths filed with the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. And even so, we know that system is not accurate to begin with, because most Americans don't even know it exists, let alone how to access it. So the numbers that are on there are probably incredibly low. So we'll see where the lawsuit goes here. Now, big fireworks here between Rand Paul and Anthony Fauci clashing on the National Institute of Health funding in Wuhan. And Rand Paul backed Fauci into a corner over the fact that Fauci has lied to Congress. And Fauci had claimed that the National Institutes of Health had never funded gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And, Fauci refused to retract his May 11th statement went on the attack against Rand Paul, saying, "You don't understand what you're talking about." Rand Paul reminded him it is a felony to lie to Congress, and there's some serious jail time associated with that. Now, it turns out there is a video of Fauci from 2018 that has surfaced showing Dr. Fauci reinstating gain-of-function research at the National Institutes of Health and defending its use. So there it is. You know, yes, Rand Paul has got Fauci to rights. He was caught lying here. Now, Rand Paul, as a result of this, has written to the Department of Justice seeking a criminal referral of Dr. Fauci for lying to Congress after Fauci insisted he had not funded gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab. And unfortunately, under the Biden administration, I doubt the Department of Justice will do anything about it, just like they're not going to do anything about intelligence agencies leaking your personal information to the corporate media. But it's great that Rand Paul is at least trying to work within the system. Meanwhile, over at Health and Human Services, they have redacted the Fauci email on funding recommendations. They are hiding the World Health Organization information, and this is basically an attempt to head off a lawsuit by Judicial Watch and Daily Caller for demanding the COVID-19 China World Health Organization communications. And so Judicial Watch is out there basically suing under the Freedom of Information Act. As usual, they are refusing, and so this is going to court. Meanwhile, George Soros and Bill Gates have teamed up for a $41 million purchase of a COVID testing company, which tells us they don't think COVID is going away anytime soon, and in an even darker interpretation of this move, suggests we may see more positive tests in the future. Okay. Because it's good for business. If they think they're positive, they'll buy the medications, you know. That's it. Convince them they're sick, sell them a cure. Sell them a placebo. Former Pfizer Vice President and Chief Science Officer Michael Yeadon responded to the Reuters hit piece Fact Check on him earlier this year, calling their efforts to smear his claims about COVID-19 and the vaccines a pack of lies. And in a June interview with America's Frontline Doctors, Yeadon methodically broke down Reuters' bad faith fact check point by point. So it's definitely out there. All right. Meanwhile, speaking of Pfizer, Pfizer has stopped distribution of its anti-smoking drug Chantix after finding that there are cancer-causing carcinogens in the popular prescription smoking aid. And they're recalling 12 lots of the anti-smoking drug. They found elevated levels of nitrosamines in the pills. And the irony is incredibly rich here because a lot of people took Chantix to stop smoking because they were scared of getting cancer, and they wound up being exposed to cancer anyway. You know, but it makes money, so that makes it all hunky-dory. Over in France, the protests continue to grow. Some are starting to call it a revolution. Government buildings are being attacked. Macron's palace was being stormed. The French prime minister's house was set on fire. And the police are siding with the protesters. They put down those little plexiglass shields, the crowd control shields, and they're marching with the protesters. And again, this is nothing new. There has been a growing discontent in France against Macron. It was called the Yellow Vest protest. And this latest move by Macron and COVID has just reignited that anger and rage. I think right now there are massive protests against COVID lockdowns and vaccines and masks in six different countries right now. So it is definitely spreading. All righty. Now, final comment on vaccines and wokeness. Isn't it possible for an unvaccinated person in America to simply say, I self-identify as a vaccinated person, and be allowed to go on their way? And you're allowed to say, I self-identify, you know, as a woman. I can use the woman shower. You know, I self-identify as a coat hanger, whatever. So why can't somebody self-identify as a vaccinated person and be allowed to go on their way? Because we're a nation of double standards here. getting into the international news, story coming out of Reuters, and they're finally starting to admit what happened in Afghanistan. We lost. And U.S. veterans are saying that the blood spilled in Afghanistan was absolutely wasted. And Jason Lilly is a Special Operations Forces Marine Raider. And he said, 100%, we lost the war. The whole point was to get rid of the Taliban, and we didn't do that. The Taliban is going to take over. Now, I have a comment for all those people who are writing on in, complaining about all the money that Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos spent to rocket up to the edge of space. And it was, after all, their own money. And they're saying, well, think of all that could have been done with that money here on Earth. And my response is, why don't you think about the $2 trillion with a T dollars that was wasted in Afghanistan and imagine what could have been done here on Earth with that money? So I don't want to hear about Branson and Bezos anymore. Thank you very much. Meanwhile, as we mentioned before, China is moving into Afghanistan as the U.S. pulls out. They're moving in not militarily, but economically. And it appears they may be trying to basically bring Afghanistan in as a member of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Now, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization was founded 20 years ago by Russia and China, and it's basically meant to be a multinational economic consortium to rival some of the other economic consortiums around the world. Okay, so that may well be happening there. Let's talk about Cuba. Now, the other day, Orlando Gutierrez Boronat, Nikolai Hannah Jones, the project founder of the 1619 Project, made a comment saying that Cuba under communism had the least inequality between black and white people. Well, Orlando Gutierrez Boronat basically spoke out, saying that it's utterly ridiculous that since the communists took over, there has been a lack of black leadership on the island, that the blacks are, in fact, considered racially inferior and discriminated against. So that 1619 founder does not know what she is talking about. A former police chief and gun rights activist is out there saying that what we're seeing in Cuba as the Cuban citizens are fighting for their freedom shows why we must protect our Second Amendment. Because there's a concern about the Cuban citizens' ability to defend themselves against a rogue government, and that's the reason we have a Second Amendment in this country, to defend against rogue government. The Second Amendment is not about hunting. When the Second Amendment was written, hunting was part of surviving. It was a given there. And obviously target shooting to perfect your skills for hunting. The Second Amendment talks about the security of a free state and is clearly about military weapons being reserved to the hands of the militia of the separate states. Okay, so just keep that in mind. Over in Iran, and this is not surprising, Iran's Supreme National Security Council has rejected a draft agreement negotiated in Vienna indirectly with the U.S. to restore the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Now, the agreement included the lifting of most major sanctions and a U.S. return to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, although his claim was disputed by another Iranian spokesman for the Security Council, who said no agreement had been made. And they said the Security Council rejected the draft proposal because it did not comply with a law passed by Iran's parliament in December 2020 in response to the Israeli assassination of Iranian scientist Mohsen Fakhrizadeh. The law required Iran to increase some uranium enrichment to 20% if the U.S. did not lift sanctions on Iran or return to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. So, unfortunately, no progress there. Biden, I guess, throwing a tantrum, is targeting Iran with cyber, military, and legal provocations and more economic warfare. On June 18th, 2021, the Iranian people elected Ebrahim Raisi as the next president of Iran. Now, he is a conservative who ran for office pledging to fight poverty, corruption, humiliation, and discrimination. He is viewed in Washington as a tool of Iran's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei. And in a press conference held on June 21st, Raisi called for an end to U.S. sanctions that were imposed on Iran by Donald Trump in violation of international law. Okay, we have to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back with more news after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
In the night, without a fight, you can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women
Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines a little bit early, 512-248-8252, because we already have a caller waiting patiently on the phone. So let's go to John in California. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Happy hump day to you. I was reading my local little paper we get once a week, and I always used to read the letters to the editor, but right before when COVID hit, we stopped getting the paper for that time, but I quit reading for a while because there's so many liberal things and all this. But I finally read last Thursday's, and there's some really refreshing news in here. Two of you were talking about Eric Swalwell earlier, and there's two quick things they talked about. One is, as you said, he's got entrapped with a honeypot with these foreign interests, and the writer was saying that, you know, he should resign from the Intelligence Committee, which I agree
yes.
with. Short of, he ought to resign from Congress. The other one, quick, was the one that it actually was talking about that Rachel Maddow brought up in MSNBC about Afghanis who helped us in Afghanistan. Now that we're pulling out, they will not help them get into this, get into this country, you know, like, you know, refugees. They had an idea of getting them. Why can't they just for now put them in Guam or territory, and then later on, if they can, move them into the U.S.? Somewhat I agree, other than that, you know, it's just bringing refugees in like we had before, and where do you end up putting them and all that? But that's a big thing, yeah. And short of telling them to resign from Congress, I agree. But here's an interesting one. This was a writer, and these are quotes, and I'll name them off real quick. If you ever wondered why we have the Spanish and German flu and the German measles, but cannot say Chinese or Wuhan virus, and then why our children back in the days of Trump and, well, at the end of Obama, they were put in cages, but miraculously now with the administration, there are detention centers. Why walls don't work at the border, but Congress had a wall around the Capitol for 6 months. And then kind of the left, I'll go quick, why the left celebrates diversity but will shut down any opinion contrary to theirs that racist, homophobic, xenophobic, and bigoted. And why Colin Kaepernick was celebrated for taking a knee for his beliefs, but Tim Tebow was vilified for taking a knee for his beliefs. And why liberals always complain that the country is being run by old white people, but the president, the speaker of the House, the current Senate Majority Leader, all Democrats, are old white people.
Yes, so, it's a good point.
I mean, there's more I could do, but I'll do one last one. Why, if Republicans in Congress vote to halt pending legislation, they are called obstructionists, but if Democrats in Congress vote to halt pending legislation, they are called the resistance. So that's a refreshing change. You know, a lot more of this.
I think conservatives are starting to do a lot more letters to the editor. They're starting to speak out, and I'm seeing that around here. They're not going to stay silent any longer. Anyway, John, I got to let you go. We got to do a station identification. We've got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction?
A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.